icicle.
The icicle. Check, check, check one. Check Michael one. Checking Michael one.
Michael two.
No, 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 no. Yeah, your what? Name. Your name.
Huh? My name?
Yeah. You're Armando one.
Yeah, I'm Armando one?
Mike one, Armando one.
Oh.
Michael one, Armando. You know, I wish Chris Nauman totally were here.
Totally worked out differently in my head.
Sorry. Check, check, check. Check the mics. What? Hey. Ew.
Hey, what?
Gross.
What?
Grody Armandio.
What? It's natural.
Arandio.
It's natural.
Armando Aranda.
It's naturalance.
No, it isn't. Well, yeah, actually it is. Sorry, you're right. But I think it's rude. It's a rude thing to do, sir. Welcome to Team Awesome Inc. We're doing our sound check shout outs yet again. What's up, motherfucker? Hit it. You know the sound. Hey, what's up, Team Awesome Inc.? Mike Simmer joined with Armando Aranda. We're just doing a mic check. And normally we do like a shout out to the peeps, but lately. Right. Well, we've only got, like, we're only reacting to Lolly videos today.
It's the Lolly factory
it's
now.
It's the Lolly, yeah, like, we've been getting nothing but Lolly requests, so, like, go check out our YouTube page. We've got, like, we'll have about four of them up by the time we're done. We've already got two up now.
And if you have a better idea for a video, you could leave a comment.
Yeah, any other videos would be cool, too. Don't get us wrong. We love watching Lolly and figuring out what's going on with Lolly. And we love that you guys watch us trying to figure it out, but then we usually end the sound check with us checking in with each other. Mm-hmm. I figure fuck that, let's go reverse order, reverse AC vous play, which actually means just return to sender in French. I believe that's what it means. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Sounds
I don't
hot.
Parlez-vous français?
Sounds hot like every other French sentence.
Oui.
Oh.
Croissant.
Yeah.
Pâté.
All right.
Merde.
Melt.
That's shit.
I know.
That is shit. Sorry. Everyone knows what merde is. For some reason, even though people don't know a lot of French curse words, they know merde is shit. They know that. It must be, I don't know, it must be like the most common. All the French people, leave comments below. But instead, reverse it, we're doing the reverse order, and we're going to check in with each other instead. Doot, 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 boo, doot, doot. Mike and Armando, what are they up to? I don't know. We're checking in. So I'm checking with Armando, making sure he's doing okay. He's been feeling better, and I want to know his secret to healthy success.
Huh? Oh no!
What's Armando Aranda's secret to healthy success?
To healthy success.
Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc.
What? Like
go to our website yotina.pomac.com. Carry on. Check out our YouTube page, Simmer Mike, all caps, Simmer Mike, Simmer Mike. YouTube. Go on. What are your healthy tips?
Huh?
Tell them how to live forever.
Huh? To live forever.
You have the secret.
Fruits and veggies.
Fruits and veggies?
Yeah.
That's it?
And yeah.
So my mom and dad were right?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Preferably organic, but
you should eat your fruits and veggies.
Yeah, no.
Fuck. They were right the whole time.
Well, I'm staying away from cooked food as much as possible, too.
Why?
Why
is cooked food bad?
It can adulterate some stuff. And
like what?
Well,
like free radicals? Because I hear that causes cancer.
Yeah. Well, everything causes cancer, but
really?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, breathing causes cancer.
Good point.
But you need to do it.
Living causes cancer.
Basically.
Fuck cancer. You know what? Fuck it. It's such bullshit. What a bullshit plague for the century. You know what I mean? Like, talk about, like, and they've been doing, like, amazing strides in researching cancer, but it's just, like, it's still a fucking pain in the ass. And for some people, literally, and I'm sorry to make jokes about that, because I had a friend who passed away from something like that. A stand-up comic, Michelle Dobronsky. She's an amazing woman. She put me up to do stand-up in New York, and she was awesome. And really, really hooked me up, helped me out, and gave me my first time on stage, like, when I first moved out here. And then, unfortunately, she passed away due to, I mean, it was an advanced form at that point. It was really bad. It was in a really bad place where, you know, you can't really recover from. You only got one of those areas. So it's like, oh my God, like fucking. But yeah, you know, my heart goes out to you. Miss you, Michelle, amazing stand-up comic. She worked on Conan O'Brien. She did all sorts of awesome stuff. She was great. She worked at Broadway Comedy Club, New York Comedy Club, with Dale Sorensen, with Super Ego Comedy. Shout out to that old school company. But you're trying to avoid that. You're trying to avoid all that bad shit by eating healthy now. It's called preventative medicine.
prevention is the best
and
thing.
Literally healthy diet, eating well and taking care of yourself is the best way to go.
But Ben Franklin knew.
Fucking Ben Franklin, man.
Yeah.
Didn't he also say nothing in life is certain except death and taxes?
Yep.
Was that Ben Franklin?
Yep.
God damn it, that guy was a fucking genius. We should have made him president.
He also...
oh, wait, we did.
He was also a drinker, strangely enough.
Yeah, he said that beer is proof that not only that there is a God, but that he loves us and wants us to be happy.
Right.
I think that should have been weed. I think... Not the point. Point is, tell us how to live forever. Quit being a dick.
Huh? As far as I know, you can't.
What about nuts?
Nuts?
Nuts. Sorry. Yeah. Proteins.
Yeah, nuts are good.
How do you get proteins without eating meats? If I'm a meat eater, I love my meats. But well, if let's say I want to try to get protein without meat, and I don't want to go to the fucking overpass.
Well, you just said sucks,
get on my knees.
Oh yeah. Well, that's not vegan.
No,
but
that's definitely not vegan. It's something. It's a lot of fun though. Sorry. It's a good
for
weekend.
Someone.
For some people. Anyway, we're. I love fucking around with that idea that I. That, ooh, is he or isn't he? You'll never know. Anyway, actually, it says on my Facebook profile later. What's up? What else? Wait, you're chewing ice into the microphone. I know it's a sound check.
We know that you're checking that it works, huh?
You dick.
You hear that?
Fucking. You know we can get away with fine.
Yeah.
A delicious coffee. Yeah. Jeez. See, we can get away with it now because we're not recording the actual. Yeah, this is what the sound check's all about, man.
Exactly.
Fuck it. I'm literally just rubbing the mic on my butt. It's gross. I guess to check in, I guess my turn. Tag in, tag out, right? On the check in with each other. I've kind of made some crazy life decisions. Nothing too crazy as of yet. It's just sort of within the next year or so, there's going to be some huge stuff going on in my life. Also in Armando's life, too. And it might be a mutually beneficial situation, considering what might be happening. No, but the idea was to do a tour. And the tour wasn't a big, oh, holy shit, we're going to throw a lot of money at it. It was going to be look, we know people in Boston. We know people in Philly. We know people in Chicago. These are people that we could meet up with and we could, they run rooms and we could do a live podcast. That's something that we want to work towards for the show. That would be great, and it'd be awesome to document as far as going across the country and doing something like that. And we're still down for that, and if you guys want to help us out on that journey, I don't know what you call it, journey awesome, the awesome journey.
We'll workshop it.
The awesome voyage. Fantastic voyage.
Yeah,
awesome tastic voyage. Autastic voyage.
Autastic.
The autastic voyage. I finally got there. Yes. It took me 4 or 5 tries. The autastic voyage. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, grandma, grandpa, we'll get back to you.
Yes.
Definitely get back to you about that. And just been working, got a new gig, new job, and it's just, early mornings, but it's... not too stressed. I don't know. I always feel weird talking about my personal life. You know what I mean? Because we're supposed to check in. I mean, I guess we haven't been able to see Alien Covenant yet. That's something that I'm still bummed about. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we should do a review for that because that looked. I heard things about that, but I don't know. Other than that, I'm trying to think of any other movies that might be coming out or anything else that I could look forward to in my life, as far as being a nerd.
You have work.
Other than work and lots of reactions.
Being a contributing member of society, a taxpayer.
Stupid.
You're an adult now.
Fuck that shit. I've been an adult for ever. Been an adult since I was fucking 18. This is bullshit. Can I just quit and go to Portland like everybody else in our generation? they quit and go to Portland, Oregon.
If you believe you can.
Is that what Portland's like? If you believe you can go? Is it Never Never Land? I love it at the beginning of Portlandia when they say, and it was the very first episode of Portlandia, and they said, Portland. Yeah, it's a place where young people go to retire. I'm like, yeah, that's totally like, now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, you know what? Portland wouldn't be so bad.
Does Portland rain a lot? Does Portland have a lot of cloudy days?
I don't really know what it's like out there.
But that's like
I guess it's kind of overcast a little bit most of the time, which I guess explains the hipster vibe. But Seattle's like that too, so, you know, and they're hipstery.
Yeah,
they're alt cities, man.
I want more sun myself.
Yeah, sun's cool. Wait, it's warm, but it's also cool.
It's hot, actually.
It's very hot, but it's also cool. You know what I'm saying? What? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Other than that, I don't want to really get too personal. Finally got that rash taken care of. No, I'm kidding. Is he kidding or is he not? No, I'm definitely not kidding. I had a horrible rash and it was all over my body, and that's fun. I could just keep fucking around with that. I could literally just go on and on and they would believe that I had. No, I totally did.
All right.
I had a rash. It's gone now.
I believe you.
No, I didn't.
Okay. It's Mike scratching his beard.
What?
No, that's...
I don't have a rash, man.
All right.
Don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like that Facebook page, and check out our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, where things are going pretty cool. More reactions. We're becoming this sort of weird lolly reaction channel now, which is weird.
Yeah,
but
just go with it, people.
Yeah, but you know what? Just go with it, guys. And people are enjoying it. We actually had we got some comments. We got some comments.
We do.
Oh yeah.
Gee golly.
Let's jump to that sound check shout out cue that I made last time we recorded it. Remember I said I'm gonna use that?
Yeah.
Let's cut to that. Sound check shout outs. Sound check shout outs. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking dumb. What the fuck? I can't believe I did that. I mean, I can, but you know, it's like you joined in.
Yeah, right.
You helped out, dick. Dude, we got some returners, man. We got some show regulars now. Regulars. Silva Matias came back. He's
right.
But we'll get to him in a moment. Un momento, por favor. I'm trying to beef up on my Espanol since we've got a lot of Espanol fans. We got Yessi_A.V commented, Mas. Videos Dalali, and then a heart emoji. Done. Don't worry. We got ego.
Understand that,
guys. We got ego in the pipeline. All right, our ego reaction is in the pipeline. It's coming up. Marie Soper commented, "It was King and Country at the point as King George VI was on the throne, but I cannot wait for this movie based on true British World War II history." That's Dunkirk, our trailer reaction too.
Yes.
People are still on our nuts about it. One of our more popular videos. It was King and all the English people, all our English like peeps are turning out to like, "It was King and Country, you American twats." Like, sorry, guys, we're not. We're ex-Commonwealth dudes. Like, we know American history, not yours. We grew up, they didn't teach us your history. We grew up in America, goddammit.
Like,
fuck.
We know about America.
America. And all things great.
And little else.
And that's it. America. Yeah. Here we go. Ezra Jada commented on our Baby Driver trailer reaction. Remember, we're like, what the fuck? Edgar Wright made this awesome movie. Like, this is great. Here we go. She fucking filled this in. Jada commented, Baby Driver is about a career getaway driver named Baby. No joke, his name is actually Baby.
Mm.
Thank you. Who constantly listens to music due to a chronic ringing in his ears from a car accident he was in when... and it goes dot, dot, dot. But that's called tinnitus, by the way. That condition is called tinnitus, is when you have constant ringing in your ears.
Yes.
I know because I have slight tinnitus myself because I used to go to fucking punk rock shows and fucking rock out. Anyway, he goes, Baby falls in love with a waitress. Ooh. Mm-hmm. He gets mixed up with a criminal mastermind, probably Kevin Spacey, as he tries to get out of the heist business. But he's a young guy who just got into it, so he's trying to get out. That's basically the gist of it from all the trailers so far.
Okay.
That's from Jada. Thank you, Jada. I'm going to thumbs up and heart you. You are awesome, Jada. Thank you so much. Mojalistic just commented, wow, on our reaction. Thank you to that for Baby Driver.
Wow. Okay.
Just wow, exclamation point. It's like, okay, thanks. I guess it was really exciting.
I was virtually speechless.
Yeah, like, wow. Like, okay. Oh, DYDB3 commented, she's actually the most successful Argentinian artist, singer, and actress today. Lolly, thanks for reacting to her. Please react to Ego. Again, Ego's in the pipeline, you guys. Don't worry. Oh, then Urza Katana Scarlet commented on her Lolly video again. Stop cursing. Fuck no. Fuck no, goddamn bullshit. This is America. We're not living in commie Argentina.
But bless your heart.
But bless your heart. We will take it to consideration. We'll talk to human resources department.
Human resources.
Yeah, our HR department.
HR.
We'll talk to them.
We'll talk to our.
We'll get back to
our marketing
Urza
team.
Urza Katiana Scarlett. But thank you for the advice on stop cursing. The fuck is with these people, man? Shit. Anyway, Scott Nagard. All right. Mm-hmm. Commented, to whom it may concern. Tom Holland is not only the new Spider-Man, he's also a professional dancer, did a show called The West End in the UK, and secondly, that's Zendaya, his co-star, said in the most English way possible, you fucking peasants. Thanks, Scott Nagard. And if you're from Scotland or Ireland, that's...
Nagard?
Whatever.
NY...
Yeah, well, fuck him.
Guard.
And thank you for your comments, sir. We appreciate it. Oh, and then we got someone trying to give us a link to the Trainspotting 2 movie. T2 movie.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, dude, stop. Then we got Welsh Marvel. That's right. Welsh Marvel commented, I wouldn't really call the Murder on the Orient Express a Johnny Depp film, guys. Good reaction, though, he says. We didn't say it was a Johnny Depp film.
Did we?
No. I mean, in the title it says Johnny Depp, but that's because, you know, we want people to fucking tune in.
Right.
Like, oh, Johnny Depp, blah, blah, blah.
And Johnny Depp.
Dies, probably.
Johnny Depp's The Orient Express, starring Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. I'm a Johnny Depp.
And then we got Burzin Dick. Burzin Dick said, this movie, which is Okja, is now available to watch here. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
America.
So, America, yay.
Hey.
I guess you can watch it on Netflix now. So, yeah, good to know. We need to watch that.
I'll do
that. Let's do a review.
I will do that.
We got, hey, Super Mike, I love your video. Check out this
my
video.
My friend.
Marin Still. Check out my R videos, too, but we love your videos. Thanks, Marin Still. You get there's your shout out.
Cool.
Lewis Gott commented. Lewis Gott. Tom is everything to the Tom Holland dancing sexy Rihanna video with Zendaya, who is his co-star and is a person.
Yeah.
And we learned that.
Yeah.
To whom it may concern. Scott.
You know, you got to love him, but I don't think I could stand being his friend. I think I would die of jealousy.
Tom Holland?
Yes.
I'd love to be his sidekick, even though he's like younger than me and like probably dumber because he thought Chris Pratt could be Sully in a... Uncharted movie?
Oh.
That's ridiculous. Come on now. We all know Tom Selleck's made for that. Burt Reynolds was born to be. No. Then we got Wendy McKinley, JIP. Wendy McKinley, JIP, commented, it's going to be lit as far as Black Panther, our reaction to Black Panther trailer. Expected release date is the 16th of February. Thank you, Wendy McKinley, JIP. We wanted to know what the release date was going to be. They just said it was going to be in... February or something, but it's expected February 16th. So it's a little around Valentine's Day. Ooh. Sexy times. another comment moving along. Got so many. Damn Jam Plaminac commented, 3 minutes into the video, and I realized this is not Max Landis to our Baby Driver video. Why do people keep thinking I'm Max Landis? I am not. He doesn't have the same hair anymore. You got 3 minutes in? How the fuck? Jesus. I must really have a lot in common with Max Landis. All right, so then we got React to Prototype. Jesus,
prototype?
You guys. Yeah.
Oh, there's movie Prototype?
I don't know. Victoria Modesta? Victoria Modesta, React to Prototype. Music video of like, Victoria Modesta.
Oh, it's music video. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Then we got, it's the same Gloria Domingos, and she goes on to say, react to Fiva, music video of Victoria Modesta. She wants us to react to Victoria Modesta.
It's probably another Latina pop.
Oh,
artist.
Man, we're going to go down another rabbit hole. And then Anita May
We're gonna be commenting on like soccer, commentating on soccer games.
Dude, we got people already saying you guys need to react to more music videos. So, like, we already got more people saying that.
Okay, now that guy's kicking the ball over there.
Yeah,
and,
all right, then we're doing. All right, what's this guy
kicked
up
it
to?
Back over there.
But that guy has a boner. Oh, he looks like he's got a boner. Yeah. See, we could do that. All right, so and then we got Anita Maiie. M-M-A-I-E, Anita May commented, are you guys a couple? Well, yeah, we are. We're a couple
of
dicks.
Yeah.
Couple of dickwads. That's who we are. Yeah, that's what we're a couple of fucking dumbass pieces of shit. I mean, we're a couple of friends. Yay. Yeah. So I guess, yes, to answer your question, we are a couple. But sexually... Oh, fuck yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah.
When are we not a like, sexual couple?
Oh, man, I'll tell you all about
69
it.
69 all the time.
69 24/7.
Yeah, bitch. Suck that.
365.
Whoa.
You want any more numbers?
Sometimes we 96 and just go ass to head for the fuck of it. That's how much of a couple we are. You prank bitch. That's two of the Black Panther trailer one reaction. Black Panther trailer one. Thank you for that question. You got your answer. Yeah. Fuck you. All right, here we go.
I don't know if they meant anything.
No, I think it's funny. I love it. I just love talking shit. It's fun. Yeah. And I love that they're talking shit back. Anto Galatro commented, please react to Ego by Lolly. Guys, we're going to do it. The fans of Lolly call themselves Lolitas. All right. You probably shouldn't. And then we got Johanna Marino commented, react to Balar Lolly. Balar Lolly.
Oh, Bayar. Wait, that's not, there's no two L's.
Balar.
Balar.
It sounds like a Star Wars guy. I don't know, this is Balar. Go to the Balar Quadrant. Star Trek. Silva Matias! Let's hear a sound effect. Yeah, Silva Matias. Please don't be offensive sound effect. Silva Matias commented, do you want to know what is the next? So react to Ego video clip or the live presentation of MTV Movie Awards 2017. Fuck yeah, he says. Cool, thanks, Silva Matias. And then he goes on to say, let me tell you, of course I'm a Lolito, or Lolita, or whatever they call it. Lolito is for the boys, I guess. Lolita is for the girls.
Yeah, a
fan of Lolly. But now I'm also a fan of you both. Your videos make me loaf. L-O-U-G-H. We're glad we make you loaf, man. If we can make you, I mean, and I know you probably meant laugh, but thank you for that. So thumbs up and a heart. Thumbs up and a heart. You are awesome, Silva Matias, and you make us loaf as well. And dude, thanks for like continually tuning in. You are the shit. And yeah, we are reacting to Ego by Lolly. Don't worry, it's coming up in the pipeline, Silva. We got your back, Silva. That's that Silva Matias is our Argentinian super fan. Thank you, Silva. Nico Ripoll commented, 4-2-1 smile heart. Remember? Quattro dos. Fiesta. I was like, what? And I said, yeah, 4-2-1. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I fucked that one up in Espanol. Then we got Antioneta Sorrento commented, react to other Lolly videos. And then it's like a hard face, but like, oh, please. And it's like, oh, we will, all right. You don't get all cutesy with us. We're going to do it. And then Gloria Domingo, yep, she's back with fucking Prototype. Modesta, Victoria Modesta, Prototype, react to it. She's on her nuts, man. She wants us to react to this video. She's commented on a few other videos. She really wants us to react to this one.
Let's wait to the one
Gloria
video.
Domingo. To Prototype.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Victoria Modesta. She's like really hitting us hard about it.
Yeah.
Then we got finally Vanessa Burke. Vanessa Burke, she's local. She's out here in New York. She's like, you guys are great. I actually want to see you react to more music videos. I think she's in the stand-up comedy industry. I think she's in stand-up.
Oh.
She does the stand-up comedy scene.
Sweet.
So Vanessa Burke, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show if you live in the area and if you're in the comic scene. You liked us on Facebook. You left a comment.
Guys.
Like it's like yeah, you liked us on Facebook. You left us messages and you're following us on all that. If you want to react to videos, why don't you join us? Sit in with us, yeah, Vanessa Burke. We're calling you out, Vanessa Burke.
Have a guest.
Sit in and join us. We'll have a guest spot. Vanessa Burke will join us. And yeah, we're fucking calling you out, chump. When are you going to sit down and react with us? You know where we're at. And if not, message me on Facebook. Get in touch and we'll find you. And we'll have you join us. And we'll find and tell us what. And you can choose the music video and we will react to it with you, Vanessa Burke. Thanks to everyone, all the shout outs, all the peeps. We've gone on at length yet again, but again, we wanted to catch up with you guys because it's only fair. You guys spend this time to reach out to us and do this. So thank you. We're saying thank you for that. Armando Aranda, anything you'd like to add?
Well, I'd like to thank you as well. Thank everybody.
Yeah.
You are great.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Yeah.
What? That's right. You guys are awesome, and you've been so kind to us, and you keep tuning in. So we'll keep, if you keep asking us to react to shit, we'll keep, literally, if you bug us enough, we'll do it. And Gloria is really on her nuts about this thing. So, all right, Gloria, we got you. We'll do it. Victoria Modesta, whatever the fuck that song is, we'll do it. But don't worry, Lolly Ego is coming out too.
Wait, yeah, we did. We shot it, right?
Yeah, it's done. It's almost done. We just got to upload it. Yeah, that's all. It's coming
up. Cut it up.
It'll be up by the time this audio's up, probably.
Stick it up there, yeah.
Yeah, just cut it up and stick it up. You know what I do.
Yep.
You know how I do. Oh, fucking hell. All right, well, let's, as we always do in the sound checks, we check in with each other. What's up, Armando?
Hey, not too much. I mean, I've been trying to get more sun since the weather's warm.
Yeah, hell so yeah. It's been it's nice good. Out. It's
good.
Been
I got a little bit of red.
Good.
Yeah.
I go pink, and then I go back to pale.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's literally pink, pale, sometimes red.
But, I mean, vitamin D is really good for you.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel like I've actually... Good. It's fun. Oddly enough, you bring that up. Like, I've been outside more often lately because I'm making a big announcement on the show, you guys, since we're doing it. I've been skateboarding again after 12 years of not skateboarding.
Well, that sounds radical,
at
dude.
At 32, I've decided to skateboard again. If you're interested in what kind of board it is and what kind of deck I use and what kind of like shit I use, just fucking leave a like message or comment below. If you want to watch videos of me like doing that shit and falling down and hurting myself,
yeah, if you want,
Armando will follow me with the camera and watch me bust my ass.
And if you want to ask for deck picks, you know.
Oh yeah, if you want to see what the kind of board I use or whatever, mm-hmm. and you or whatever, like that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can always, you know, I'll always send a deck pick.
Yep.
A deck pack.
Deck pack.
Deck pack. A deck pack.
A deck pack.
Deck pack. Deck pack. Deck pack. But yeah, what I love about it is although I've been falling down and busting my ass a lot, I've been going outside and exploring and finding places where I can skate and I won't get yelled at about skating there.
Right.
And mainly parks, like people just don't give a shit because, you know, I'll go to the parks. No one's in the park anymore. No one goes to the park anymore. I'm in the park. And there's a fountain? It's not on.
Not even for Pokemon Go?
No! Pokemon Go is gone, man. No one gives a fuck about Pokemon Go anymore. Now it's some other shit. I don't even know. So I'm like, I'm in the park and the basketball court's open. No one's playing basketball. I'm skating around the basketball court. Tennis court's huge fucking tennis court. I just skate around that. No, like literally people are just cutting through to go to the train. They don't even hang out at the park. It's like maybe a mom and one kid at like at one of the playground things, but I'm just skateboarding in some place that's like in a cage, basically, like an animal going in circles. But I love it, and it's been great. I've been like, it's a great therapy for me, and it's helping me find balance in life and in reality, physically, literally. So I can't. If it's something that you guys are into or would like to check out yourselves, you know, I would recommend it if you feel like you know, you want to do it. Otherwise, don't.
Just don't burn. Just get a little pink and then go back inside.
Oh, yeah. That's you know what? Excellent point.
Yeah. But vitamin D is great. It lifts your mood. It's great for all your different hormonal processes.
Oh, yeah.
And it can reduce, like, the risk for, like, heart disease and stuff.
Are you sure about that? You said and stuff afterwards. That makes me question whether or not you mean it.
Huh. Well, it's...
Do you mean it?
There's a correlation.
Okay, good.
That's
all right. Hey! That's all we need is a correlation. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome.
team awesome mink.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.